Ksuvas Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches 4:8 and more tonight. Ksuva, here it is the condition that he is obliged to redeem her. If she's held ransom, someone's, you know, pirates have kidnapped her, so now he has to pay the ransom to get her back. And that's true regardless of what it says in the Ksuva. Says the Mishnah, Lo Kasavla, even if he didn't write in the Ksuva this commitment, that, now quote from the normal case of the Mishnah, from the Ksuba's language, and this indeed is also Aramaic, Im Tish Tavai, if you are held captive, Efrekinech, I will porek, I will redeem you, I'll ransom you to get you back. Vosvinech li leintu, and I'll bring you back to me to be my wife. We'll stay married. Even if he doesn't write that, he still has to do it. Now, Uva Kohenes, if it's this man is a Kohen, then as we saw previously in the Masechta, a woman who's held captive by Gentiles is assumed to have been violated by them, and therefore she cannot stay married to her husband if he's a Kohen. So therefore his commitments can't be to redeem her and to bring her back as a wife. Instead it's just to redeem her and then just to bring her back, at least to her, bring her back home. So therefore the language would be, Ahardinach, I will return you limedinasich, back to your Medina, to your town. Even if he didn't write it, chai, if he still has to do it. Doesn't matter, he didn't say he would. Shehu tanai bezdin. This is another condition of the bezdin, that the husband is obliged to redeem his wife and bring her back. That doesn't mean, by the way, that he can't divorce her when she comes back. It means that he has to bring her back as a wife, and then they're married again, and then, of course, he can divorce her after that. If he so chooses, it doesn't make a difference. And the next mission we'll discuss more about that very point.